This is Ruben.
How are you?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. Who's calling, please?
Esmeralda Martinez.
Oh, hey, I literally have your file in front of me, SV Martinez. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. I am bringing up the file. All right. Bear with me. I'm just literally sorting through the notes.
Okay.
And I understand this is kind of an urgent purchase for you guys, correct?
Yes, it is, actually.
Okay. No, not a problem. I work with business owners all day. So let me tell you what we can do for you. I sent your business license over, and I got some real valuable feedback. So do you have a pen handy?
Yes, I do. Go ahead.
Okay. So the first question is Seminole Beer Barn, that's been only open for a few months, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Unfortunately, my computer's not propping this up. And when did it start? Did it start in 2016 or 2015?
2015.
Okay, perfect. So, and you were working with Lev, my assistant, and you sent him over the 3 months of business bank statements, correct?
Yes.
Cool. So here's what we can do, and kind of we're going to, you know, hopefully put something together for you that works and put two files together in a sense. So right now, did you work with Can before, and you've worked with them a few times, correct?
Yes.
So for most, we've got your file approved for $11,000 plus taxes. The equipment is about $17,000 and change. So there's about a $6,000 difference. Okay. Generally, for working capital loans, there's two ways to look at these files. There's two options. Traditionally, you've got to be in business at least 6 months to a year to qualify for a working capital loan, although that's not necessarily the only program available. Here's what my underwriter's suggesting to me, and I want to run this by you. So what they're suggesting is this. Your CAN balance is relatively pretty high, close to your revenues. So we have two options we can provide here at Bank of Gardith. The first option is we can do what's called a refinance, but that might not make the most sense because with the refinance, you're basically having to get a lot more money and pay off the other loan, which might not be the most advantageous. What they're suggesting to me is what's called a second position loan. So essentially what it allows you to do is you keep your CAN loan. So you keep your CAN loan, and we just give you some additional funding. I think based on their balances, kind of, you know, there's healthy balances, you'd probably get something in the range of about $8,000 to $20,000 additionally. You don't need to take all that money if you don't want, but that would fill in the difference. What I'm going to do is, and you're literally going to get an email from me in 20 minutes, is I'm going to send you an application I need signed for that program. The only question I had for you is the business 50-50 split exactly? Right now, or is it only under your name?
The Seminole Beer Barn?
No, the other business.
Well, it's under both of our names, so yeah, you could say 50-50. Both
okay.
of them.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so give me 1 second. And I'm sorry for
okay,
the...
Okay, but how are we going to... I'm confused. How are we going to get the other loan, the 8,000 or whatever, 7?
Okay, so I can... Yeah, let me walk through that. So... Basically, there's going to have to be two fundings here. So the most that I can get for the equipment financing, for long-term financing with a lease-to-own option, is about $11,000. That's the most they can extend due to the credit. However, we can give you an additional cash loan for either business. If we do an additional cash loan for Seminole Beer Barn, the only concern is, since that business is so new, there might not be a lot of programs available. We can give the cash loan to the Seminole Beer Barn, though, and you would get additional funding. It'd be similar to your CAN loan, but it'd be additional funding, so you wouldn't have to pay them off. That's how that program would work. If you're interested, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Would that work for you?
Like with the SP Martinez you meant, right?
Correct, because we don't monitor how the cash is used. So basically, here's the challenge. You owe about $20,000 to CAN. So if we do like a refinance, or you owe $25,000, correct?
Yes.
Something like that. So if we do a refinance, it's called a 50-50 split. So if we do a refinance, you have to get only, if you get a dollar from us, 50 cents of a cash loan has to go to, into your pocket at a minimum. So if you get a, if you owe $25,000 and you get a refinance, you have to qualify for at least $50,000, or your business does, because 25 goes to the current lender and 25 goes to you.
So you're saying to go with Ken Capital again, just refinance it?
No, 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 no. I'm not saying to go with Ken Capital. I'm saying Bank of Cardiff, we provide cash loans. You just did a loan with Ken Capital, correct?
Yes.
So I'm assuming that they can't give you additional capital right now, correct?
Correct.
So what I'm, well, this is what my underwriters are proposing, is to give you, to make up that $6,000 difference, is to give you an additional loan for the SP Martinez business. That's the way that they can creatively give you additional capital so you can make this purchase.
Mm-hmm. And how would we be able to pay it? Like, how do we pay it?
It'd be, well, the working capital loan, the additional cash, would be similar to your CAN loan. It would just be a short-term cash flow-based loan with a daily payment.
And there's no way we could do it from the Seminole Beer Barn?
You mean for cash?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Well, I can give you... I'm here to give you options. I'm here to push you in. Go ahead.
It's because what I'm trying not to do is, like, get them... I don't want to, like, these are, you know, the coolers for the Seminole Beer Barn. I don't want to bring the SP Martinez into it. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, absolutely. So just so you know, we don't want to do that either. The cooler financing is going to be under the Seminole Beer Barn. But yeah, right now... And if you could literally give, if you could give Restaurant Max a check for that difference of $6,000, I could send you documents to complete today. The challenge is that you need some additional capital, so our underwriters are trying to get creative. I can give you an idea of what's possible. So Seminole Beer Barn is owned, both businesses are owned by you and your husband. And when exactly did that business start, the Seminole Beer Barn? What month
like
this year?
November, October, November of last
okay.
year.
Well, let me take a look at the bank statements. Give me one. Can you give me 1 second?
Okay.
I don't want to misquote you. So, you know, looking at that, so here's the way the work, the cash loans work. Generally, you have to be in business a year or two, but we've got what's called some starter loan programs where you don't have to be in business anything longer than, say, 3 to 6 months. I don't think you'll need, like, you're not looking for $100,000, so I think doing a loan under the Seminole Beer Barn for additional cash is actually possible. Would you prefer to do it that way?
Yes, I just don't want to mess with the SP Martinez since we already have that CAN capital. We're getting that paid, you know, from them.
Okay.
From the SP. I just rather have another loan with the Seminole Beer Barn. I don't mind doing the CAN capital, the $6,000, like how we do it, SP Martinez, like daily, you know, just from the Seminole Beer Barn.
Yeah, you just don't want to have that bank account be affected, correct?
Yes, I just don't, you know, since we already have that loan, I just want to get that one over with. Just, I mean, if we could do something like how CAN capital is.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Beer Barn. Yeah, absolutely. So let me do this. Dun, dun, dun. Can you bear with me here? Give me a second. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to revise this email because I've got the wrong application here. So give me about 45 minutes. I'll revise the application. I'll email it over to you. And what I'll need to gather just as a heads up is I've got 3 months of your bank statements. I'll just need to gather a full 6. So I'll take a look at – I have March, April, and May. I'll just take a look at February, January, and December. I know the purchase for you is urgent, and I understand that. So I'll try to make sure we give you an approval by the end of business today, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Thanks for your call, and I apologize about the confusion.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Esmeralda. Bye-bye.